For the U.S. Maritime Service Training Station at Chief's Head Bay, New York, Bristol-Myers, the makers of iPana for the smile of beauty and Salopatica for the smile of health, present It's Time to Smile with Morton Downey, Nora Martin, Burt Gordon, our Russian friend, Vincent Travers Orchestra, the Norseman, yours truly, Harry Von Zell, and starring Eddie Cantor!
There's a great day coming mañana with a wonderful, wonderful dream. Everybody we're told will be rolling in gold. We'll be out of the doldrums mañana. There'll be cheese and pretzels mañana. There'll be strawberries floating in cream. We'll be singing a strain of a happy refrain, for we're launching a rainbow mañana. We'll have a high time, high in the sky time. So come on, neighbors, and pick your plum. There's a great day coming mañana, and mañana's sure to come.
Skies will be bluer, heads will be bluer.
Your tires newer, and things will hum. There's a great day coming mañana,
and mañana.
Fellas, and hello, Harry Von Zell.
Hello, Eddie.
Well, Harry, this is the United States Maritime Service, and these are the men who deliver war materials to the Axis.
Yeah. Axis?
Yeah.
No, you mean to the Allies.
Look, Harry, they may deliver those bombs to the Allies, but the Axis gets them in the end, believe me.
Yeah, well, can you think of a better place?
And aren't they a healthy-looking gang? You know, a lot of them never even go to the sick bay.
No, Harry. Well, I don't know. Where do they go to get their shots?
The porthole, Harry, the porthole. And for you ladies and gentlemen listening in, that's a club on the other end of town.
Yeah. I'll bet the fellas really make that place jump.
Jump? Last week it was on this end of town.
Oh, Eddie.
Gosh, Harry, it's wonderful how the Maritime Service and the Navy get along together. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Really. Do you ever hear such kisses that are being thrown? This morning, Harry, I found one of these boys on the pier with a sailor who had taken his girl away. And Harry, would you believe it? There they were tying sailor knots.
Sailor knots?
Yeah. Anybody here know how to untie a sailor?
Well, look, Eddie, I understand that there are some ships docked near that pier.
Yeah, Harry, and a lot of them are named after stars, you know.
Oh, yes?
There was one Liberty ship with nice lines, so they named it Lana Turner. And another was a Victory ship with rugged lines, so they named it Humphrey Bogart.
Yeah, you know something, Eddie? They have a boat here named after you.
Really?
Uh-huh.
What kind?
A coal barge with a flat bottom. With barnacles yet.
Oh, wait a minute. Harry, I just seem to look old because some of the boys in our audience are so young. You see, the Maritime Service accepts men between 16 and 17 and a half and men over 26. But I know one 16-year-old guy here, 16-year-old Harry, who's been shaving for 3 years.
Really?
3 years.
Huh.
And he cut himself both times. Yeah, but speaking of youth, I'd like to introduce a fella who's been around darn near as long as I have and still looks like a kid. One of America's most popular singers, now appearing at the Waldorf Astoria Starlight Roof, Morton Downey.
Thank you.
Say, Morton, tell me, why were you so late getting here?
Well, Eddie, I had a little trouble finding the training station, so I finally followed a couple of the boys from the Maritime Service.
And you wound up here?
No. I wound up in a place called the Porthole.
The Porthole? Well, Well, why didn't you leave the porthole and follow some of the guys who are coming here?
Eddie, when you leave the porthole, you don't follow guys.
Oh, I like that. Don't follow guys. Not satisfied he's a great singer, he also wants to be a comedian, this guy.
That's an idea. Maybe I should tell jokes on my radio program for Coca-Cola. You know, I'm on 5 days a week for Coca-Cola, Eddie.
All right. You got it in twice. All right. Satisfied? You know, Morton, I've listened to the program for 2 years. In fact, whenever you start singing, Morton, right away I think of Coca-Cola.
Well, Eddie, when you stop singing, I think of Coca-Cola.
Why, I don't get... What do you mean?
You know, the pause that refreshes.
Oh, a wise guy, huh? Fine thanks I get for giving you a plug. Just for that, I'm not going to mention your product again.
What product?
Coca-Cola. Shut up! Now, Morton, you said you wanted to see me tonight about a big deal. Tell me, what is it all about?
Well, Eddie, I was thinking of opening a cafe here at the Manhattan Beach, and I wondered if you'd like to be my partner.
I sure would. Partners with... Yes. Say, Morton, shall we open a place like the Starlight Roof where you're working, or a place like you were this afternoon, the porthole?
What's the difference?
The difference? If a couple are dancing at the Waldorf and you want to get a girl away from a fella, you tap him on the shoulder.
And at the porthole?
You have to hit him on the head. Say, Morton, what would be a good name for our cafe? Something ritzy like the Manhattan Beach Copa Cabana?
Well, how about the Manhattan Beach Copa Coca-Cola?
Cut that out, will you? Don't encourage him. Now, will you forget your product and think about our new nightclub? And look, let me ask you one thing. Shall we have sawdust on the floor?
No, it's silly to pick up the people just to put sawdust under them.
Well, Morton, let's open the club right away. We'll give it a name that's beautiful and romantic. The Scuttlebutt Shangri-La.
The Scuttlebutt Shangri-La?
Yeah. You go over and get things started while I give the boys a sample of the entertainment we'll have in our floor show. And here she is, fellas, lovely Nora Martin. Say, all right, boys, I'm here too. Nora, let's give these men an idea of what we'll do on the Hall of Fame program next Sunday.
All right.
How about you and I singing a love song? After all, don't you think we'd make a nice couple?
Well, frankly, Mr. Kander, you're at that in-between age.
What do you mean, in-between age?
Too old for the draft and too young for the Dodgers.
Look, Nora, let's sing and forget the whole thing, huh?
There's one thing in love I thought you knew.
You can't have your cake and eat it too. That's the one thing that I tried to do.
Sorry, I can't feel sorry for you. You crossed your fingers, I crossed my heart.
My love was maybe,
and you played it smart. My arms were open to welcome you in.
I just waited for your heart to lead with its chin.
You were my future, hitched to a star.
And now I'm sorry.
I'm glad that you are. You cross your fingers,
but since we're apart,
gee, I wish you had crossed your heart. You cross your fingers, I cross my heart. Your love was maybe, and you played it smart. My arms were open to welcome you in. You just waited for my heart to lead with its chin. You were my future, hitched to a star. And now you're sorry, I'm glad that you are. You cross your fingers, and since we're apart, don't you wish?
I'm sorry.
You had crossed.
Forgive me.
Don't you wish you had crossed your heart?
me, Harry, how did you like our song?
Oh, it was swell, Eddie. And Nora, I couldn't take my eyes off you.
Oh, Harry.
In fact, I bought you a box of your favorite candy, fudge.
Oh, thank you, Harry.
Well, it's all right.
But, Harry, half of this candy's gone.
Yeah, I know. Fudge is my favorite, too.
Stop that. Now, Nora, don't spoil your appetite on that candy because I'm taking you out to dinner tonight.
Oh, no, Nora, you better eat the candy. You never know what you'll get to eat at Cantor's house.
Yeah. Now, pay no attention to him, Nora. We'll have cream chicken, mashed potatoes, ice cream...
Oh, no, wait just a minute, Eddie. Cream chicken, mashed potatoes, ice cream sounds awfully good, but that reminds me of something we should all remember. Because, ladies and gentlemen, all those soft, creamy, well-cooked foods we eat so much of nowadays do not give our gums the exercise they would normally get to help keep them firm and healthy. That's why so many dentists recommend Ipana and gum massage. For Ipana, when used with massage, is especially designed to stimulate gum circulation, helping them to hardier, healthier firmness. And firm gums are mighty important to sound teeth and sparkling smiles. So, ladies and gentlemen, why not follow this simple, helpful routine?
Brush your teeth regularly with Ipana toothpaste. It's unsurpassed for cleaning and brightening teeth. And every time you do, put a little extra Ipana on your brush or fingertip and massage it on your gums.
Then see how much firmer your gums, how much more sparkling your smile when you faithfully brush your teeth and massage your gums with Ipana toothpaste. Time marches on, and we take you to the grand opening of Manhattan Beach's gayest rendezvous, the Scuttlebutt Shangri-La.
Oh, what a great occasion, our opening night. Tell me, how are we doing, Morton?
Fine. Half a barrel is gone already.
Well, stand up. We're open for business. What was in that barrel?
A Coca-Cola.
Now, will you cut that out? I wonder how our new waitress is doing. Oh, Michael, come in out of the foyer.
I'm coming, Popeye. What an ugly employer.
Don't get fresh. Michael! That's the third tray of dishes you dropped tonight.
Yeah, what I do to China should happen to Japan.
Never mind. Listen, Michael, those wisecracks. How are you making out as a waitress?
Oh, fine. If a fellow leaves a half dollar or a quarter tip, I politely hand him his coat. But if he leaves a nickel, I help him on with his coat.
You help? Why?
Well, he can't put it on himself after I get through breaking his arm.
Never mind that. If you can't make enough on tips, you can make some money. Here, why don't you go and dance with that fella from the maritime service, the guy standing over there?
Well, gee, wouldn't the fella get mad if a strange girl asked him to dance?
Say. Oh, you never worked at Manhattan Beach before, did you?
Sure, I used to work at the Porthole Cafe.
Good. I hope you can give our customers quick service. Are you fast on your feet?
Listen, brother, if a girl wakes at the porthole, she's gotta be fast on her feet.
Yeah, I've assembled the hottest little swing band in America.
You have a swing band?
That's right, Gate. Big Horn Harry and his five little toots. Yes, sir. Gates all call me Hot Lips Von Zell.
How did you get the name Hot Lips?
Well, you know how when you smoke a cigar and it gets so small you have to throw it away?
Yeah?
Well, I don't. Hot Lips, Von Zell.
Sit down, Harry. Come on, sit down, will you? Again a crash. Michael, everything you get in your hands, you drop. I've never seen anything like it.
Have you been to Ebbets Field lately?
Say, Morton, I'm sorry I ever went into this cafe with you. Well, what's happening? Wait a minute. The place is filling up. All of a sudden, business is good. Morton, what happened?
It was my idea, Eddie. We're giving away a $100 cash prize to the merchant seaman who can tell us his most exciting adventure.
Gosh, to win that prize, it'll take a real veteran of the sea. I can picture him now, standing on the bridge of a ship, weather-beaten face, piercing eyes, grizzled cheeks, crying out into the fog, "Ahoy! Ahoy!
Ahoy do you do!" On your feet, mates. Everybody get up and step to the bar. Get up and step to the bar.
Russian, are you buying drinks?
No, I want to sit down.
Stop. What a cheapskate.
Say, who are you?
Who are you?
Why, that's Morton Downey. Don't you remember him singing, Does Your Mother Come From Ireland?
What?
Does Your Mother Come From Ireland?
Silly boy.
Well, if you want to win the $100, Russian, tell us about your adventurous voyage.
Very well. It was one night in San Francisco. They were putting cargo aboard. By midnight, my ship was loaded, and I was laying on the bridge.
Why were you laying on the bridge?
I was loaded, too.
Oh.
See what I mean, huh?
Oh, now I see. Go ahead.
We set sail for enemy waters. One night, I looked at my watch. It was 3 balls.
No. No. Russian, you mean 3 bells.
3 balls, my watch, I heart.
Never mind that. Tell me, what about the ship?
Soon I heard an SOS, and immediately I knew the ship at sea was in distress. I knew if I did not save that ship, I could never face my friends again.
Why not?
It was my ship. Well, that's the end of my story. Do I win the 100?
For a short story like that, certainly not.
So to continue... My ship was sinking. I lowered the lifeboats and yelled, Women and children first! Women and children first! Then a terrible thing happened.
What?
I tore my dress.
You tore your... What a coward!
How did you save yourself?
By quick thinking. Just as the ship was about to go under, I grabbed the breeches girl.
No, not girl. You grabbed the breeches boy.
You grab what you like, I'll grab what I like.
All right. Go on, Russian.
That's all.
That's all? Then you don't win the $100.
So to elaborate, there I was swimming in the water when suddenly coming toward me, I am seeing a colossal whale. As we came face to face, the whale opened his mouth.
What did you do?
What could I do? I swallowed him.
Dad! Continue, Russian.
Continue? I didn't win it yet.
No, you didn't win it yet.
So, to win it... I was washed ashore on a desert island where I was marooned for months and months with a beautiful native girl. Oh, was she beautiful?
Yes.
Well, every night as ships passed by, I would run to the beach and signal them by waving a black flag.
You fool, a black flag? You idiot. At night, they could never see a black flag.
I was so disappointed.
Oh, get up.
Hey, Eddie.
Yeah.
Eddie, listen. The people are asking for entertainment out there. What do we do?
Go on, Harry. Get on the floor, quickly. You know who to introduce.
Drum roll, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, we bring you at this time the star of his own radio show, America's most beloved singer of popular songs. And here he is now to sing your favorite mother song.
Thank you. Wait a minute, Morton. He's introducing me.
No, he introduced me. He said a mother song, didn't he?
Well, what are you, a mother?
Yes.
No. Well, I sing mother songs. Listen, if you please, Vincent.
Ma, he's making eyes at me. Ma, he's awful nice to me. He wants to love, he wants to wrestle. What's his name? It's Georgie Jessel. Ma, he's kissing me.
Oh, fine mother song. No heart, no sentiment there. I know what these people want, Eddie.
Well, go on, Morton. And give it to him, huh?
Sure, I love the dear silver that shines in your hair, and the brow that's all furrowed and wrinkled with care. I kiss the dear fingers so toil-worn for me. Keep you, Mother.
that's a nice mother song, too, but for me, they expect a baby number.
Yes, sir, that's my baby. No, sir, don't be maybe. Yes, sir, that's my baby now. By the way, when we reach the preacher, I'll say, yes, sir, that's my baby. No, sir, don't be maybe. Yes, sir, that's my baby now.
Eddie, that's a baby song?
That's the kind of a baby these guys go for. What's your idea, Morton, huh?
Here it is. Dirty hands, dirty face, leads the neighbors a chase, but his smile is as cute as can be. Dirty hands, dirty face, little devil, they say, but to me, he's an angel of
joy. Not bad, Morton. Well, we've taken care of mothers, we've taken care of baby. Let's get into that boy-girl song, huh?
I'll be down to get you in a taxi, honey. Better be ready about 8:30. We're gonna dance off both our shoes. We're gonna play those Jelly Roll Blues. Tomorrow night at the dock down Strutter's Ball.
That's swell, Eddie, but, you know, it just hasn't got the tenderness that the star of the Coca-Cola show can give him.
There he goes again. That Coca-Cola has got me.
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be
great. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the type of entertainment we're going to give you from now on at the Scuttlebutt Shangri-La. Tell your friends they can always hear their favorite singers, Morton Downey, Eddie Cantor, and Nora Martin.
Yeah, well, what about me?
Harry Bonds, you're a singer?
Am I a singer? Oh, wait, listen here. I want a girl just like the girl that married Orson Welles. She wants a pearl hand.
Just a minute. Hold it, Harry. Will you hold it?
What's the matter, Eddie? I was only trying to help the business here.
Help? You're driving it away. But you can be of great help, Harry. Not only to these people here, but to all our listening audience when you tell them how they can feel better faster.
Well, say, I could do that right now. Ladies and gentlemen, when you wake up some morning all out of sorts with your head going round and round like this, yes, when you wake up with your head in a whirl and when you feel headachy and out of sorts and you have a big day ahead, don't give up and go back to bed. Instead, mix yourself a glass full of sparkling, gentle Sal Hepatica. Now, Sal Hepatica helps you feel better faster
by bringing quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. So the time to take sal hepatica is right away. There's no need to wait till night, and there's no need to risk feeling miserable all day. And sparkling sal hepatica has this additional advantage.
This famous saline helps sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity.
So tonight or tomorrow, get a bottle of sal hepatica from your druggist. Remembering this caution, use only as directed. Then, whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better when you take gentle, speedy sal hepatica.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's too bad we haven't got a comedian tonight for the opening of our cafe.
What?
We have a shortwave set handy, and maybe we can hear something funny from an Axis broadcast.
We now take you to Berlin.
Good evening, people of Germany. We have an early bulletin from the Italian front bearing good news. However, we will not read it because we just got a late bulletin. We have good news from one of our U-boats returned from the Atlantic Ocean. The good news is one of our U-boats returned from the Atlantic Ocean. Despite enemy bombings, there is still one house for rent in Berlin that is in perfect condition. This house has Venetian blinds, beautiful furnishings. It has everything. Except windows. And if you would like to rent this 12-room house, this 8-room house, this kitchenette, just sign the lease and then we'll give you the bricks and you can build your own house. Say, Morton, here we are in our cafe, and it's a shame that we have to dissolve our partnership after being in the cafe business for only a half an hour. But I do want to tell you, Morton, I've enjoyed having you here tonight.
It's been a pleasure. After all, Eddie, we've been friends for a good many years, and before I leave, I'd just like to say two words.
Good night?
No.
Thank you?
No.
What two words?
Coca-Cola.
Oh, get out of here! Get out of here! Well, good night, Morton Downey. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that 2 weeks from tonight, on June the 7th, we will announce the name of the G.I. Joe who will receive our $5,000 award. And 1 week from tonight, we have as our guest that great American singer, Lawrence Tibbett. Good night.
Always use Truche beforehand. That's right, isn't it, Harry?
Yes, Nora. Now that warm weather means so many extra Cinderella jobs for war-busy hands, it's important for every woman to remember to smooth on Truche before tackling soap and water jobs. Because fragrant, soothing Truche actually guards your hands against the harsh drying effects of hot water and soap, helps keep them looking their loveliest. And besides giving you beforehand protection, velvet smooth creamy Truche is also a grand beauty lotion.
For rough elbows or knees, for your shoulders or throat. And Truche is so inexpensive, you can use it for an all-over body rub, too.
So begin today to use Truche.
This is the National Broadcasting Company. KFI.